Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Mem Gimel. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We left off before the Ramah on the top line of page 6. Let's just review what we were discussing in the beginning of Siman Reish Mem Gimel. We discussed that if a Yid wants to give over his merchatz to a goy b'derech arisus, that he gets a portion of the earnings, or he wants to give it over to him b'schirus, that he's renting it to him. So really, me'ikar adin, it is mutter, because the goy is really working for himself. He's getting the profits, or at least in the case of the arisas, he's getting a portion of the profits, and therefore he's working adayti d'nafshei. So me'ikar adin, by amirchatz, we said it is mutter, but there is a problem of maris ayin, because that's not the normal way that a merchatz is given over. Masha'en came by a sada, where it is more of a normal way to have a risus. So then we said it would be actually 100% mutter. The Ramah then picks up and says, V'afal pi shalo l'kocha ha'eno Yehudi rak l'shlish o l'rivia. He's talking about a case of a risus. Even though the guy only takes it to get a third of the earnings or a quarter of the earnings, V'yesh li'Yisrael hano b'masha ha'eno Yehudi oveg b'shabbos. And therefore, since the goy is only getting a small portion, the Yisrael is getting hanoah by that which the goy is earning through the sada on Shabbos. Still, it is shari, it is permissible. The eino Yehudi adayti d'nafshei oved, because again, the goy is working really adayti d'nafshei, he's working because he wants to get his profit. The fact that the Jew benefits also is not on the mind of the goy, and therefore, this case of arisas would be 100% fine. The Mechaber was discussing a case of schirus, whether there was a concern that they would think it's arisus, or they would think it's a schir yom. The Ramah is discussing a case of arisus. So the Mishabura picks up on page 6 in Sivkotan Test, the Afalpi. So again, even though the goy is getting only a third or a quarter, and the Yisrael is also benefiting from the goy working on Shabbos, is mutter. Asoda v'rechayim koy. Says the Mishabura, this is going back on the case of the soda and the rechayim. The mechaber ma'iri b'schirus, like we just mentioned, the mechaber was discussing the case where you rent it to the goy. It's a case of schirus. V'hu mosif da'af arisus mutter. The Ramah is adding on to the mechaber that even arisus is mutter. V'ha mechaber gam kein svir lekein, and the mechaber also holds, like the Ramah, that arisus is mutter, the mitam ze hitir b'schirus kanal. Because as we explained in the last year, that is why the mechaber was matir b'schirus, because since it's normally done by arisus, the worst that they'll think is that you're doing it by arisus, which is also mutter. Elosh hu ber behedya. So all the Ramah is doing is speaking out explicitly what the mechaber holds. So again, the mechaber was discussing a case of renting out a sada. He said, a sada, you're allowed to rent it out because it's a normal way to do arisus. So they might think you're doing arisus. So the Ramah is just adding on that arisus also is mutter, even though by arisus a portion of the earnings is going to the Israel. Still, it's mutter because the guy is working for himself. The Ramah is not coming to argue on the mechaber. He's just adding on the case, but it is pashut, says in the Mishabura, that the mechaber agrees with everything the Ramah just said. Says the Mishnah, Ravaitir Sekotan Yud Rak Lishlish. So we said, even though the goy, through the case of arisus, is only getting the earnings of a third or a quarter, v'dafka bazeh, says the Mishabura, dafka in this case, shenosein le'eno Yehudi chelek batfua, where the goy actually is getting a portion of the tfua himself. Aval im socher he'eno Yehudi la'avod bo kol hashana. But if Yisrael hires a goy to work for him for the whole year, and the deal was that the Yisrael is going to get all the tfua that grows from the field, after midina bazeh gam kein shari. So the Jew is just going to be paying the goy. So even though me'ikar adin, that really is also permissible, the ha'eno Yehudi adayte the nafshei oven. Because in this case also, the goy is really working for his own reasoning. The af im lo yizabel v'yachrosh v'yiktra asada b'shabbos yochol asos b'chol. No one is telling the goy that he has to fertilize or plow or harvest the field on Shabbos specifically. He could also do it during the week. So even though the Yisrael is getting all the grains that grow and the goy is getting paid, but the goy is getting paid for the job of the year. He could do it whenever he wants. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. And umemar bishul asmo, he's doing it on Shabbos because he wants to hurry up and finish it for his own personal benefit. Mikol makom aser. Still, even though Medina, that's also permissible, but Lamaisa, it is usher to do. The Avo Lachashto B'Schir Yom, because people are going to suspect that the Israel hired this guy as a Schir Yom, as a day laborer, and he's paying him. V'lo Yitlu B'Arisas, and they will not explain it and touch it up and depend it on a case of Arisas. Why is that? Because see, at the end of the year, Lamaisa, there are no peros that are going to the goy. So even though it's mutter to hire him for the year, you're paying him for the year, you're getting all the tefillah, he can do the work whenever he wants, he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. So he's doing it on Shabbos for his own benefit. So Meikra Adin is mutter, but Lamaisa, people don't see him coming out with any crops, and therefore they're going to think that you hired him, you know, paying him by the day, paying him by the hour, which is Asar on Shabbos, and therefore, because of Marasayim, this case is going to be Asar. Then the Mishabura says in the first wide line, Vidai, you should know, the Bimerchatz Kei Gavna, in a case of a Merchatz, so now we're discussing a Sada, but if it will be a case of Merchatz in a similar scenario, where you're hiring him for the year, and he's going to do all the work, and you're going to pay him for the year's job, Dahainu Shesocher Eino Yehudi Lavabo Kol Hashana, you're hiring the guy to work by the Merchatz for the whole year. Vishayito Yehudi Kalareva Shalashabasos, and Yehudi is taking all the profits of during the week and on Shabbos, and he's just paying the guy. Medina Asr. Even though we said by the Sadr Medina it's Mutter, because of Maris Ayin it's Asr, by the Merchatz it's a different story, Medina it's going to be Asr. And v'hu adin b'reichayim b'ofenze, and so too by the Reichayim will also be Asr Mikra Adin. Why? To Hodesh Arina Mitchila Medina, because that which you were matter at first by a Sada Mi'ikaradin, Hainu Dafko Basada Vikadome. That was specifically by a field or things that are similar. The Hamalocha Ketsuva, where the work that needs to be done is very set. The Efshar Lashlim B'Chaleis, and the worker, the guy in this case, can be Mashlim whatever he wants. He could do it on Shabbos, he could do it during the week. There's no nafkamina to the Yisrael. The Ein Revach Li Yisrael B'Masha Osa Ha'inu Yehudi B'Shabbos. There's absolutely no benefit for the Jew if the guy does the work on Shabbos. The Jew not just needs the work to get done throughout the year. But which day it gets done has no bearing on the Yisrael. The Imlo Yase Hayom Yasenu B'Yomacher. If he doesn't do it today, he'll do it a different day. Then we say the guy that he's doing it on Shabbos is doing it for himself. But when it comes to a bathhouse or a mill, the hamalacha in a katsuva, where the malacha is not set, it's not like you just have to get a certain job done. Rather, every day is bringing in other profits. It's not like you just have to fertilize it at some point in the next 2 weeks and you could choose any day. Here there are profits coming in from the Merchatz every single day. If the guy will take off one day, the Yisrael loses money for that day. So in Cain, if so, Iker HaMalacha B'Shvil Yisrael Hu, then the Iker HaMalacha that the guy is doing is for the Yisrael. Umidina Asr Kamos Schir Yom, and then the Ikra Adin, it is Asr, because he's like a Schir Yom, he's working on Shabbos for the Israel, so the Israel could earn the profits of the day of Shabbos. Da'aftim Mekabel Socher Lo Amrina, Da'aytid Nafshe Ovid, even though the guy is getting paid for his work, we don't say it's a Da'aytid Nafshe that he's doing it. Ha'ul V'nena Ha'Yisrael Mimalecha Shabbos, since the Jew is benefiting from Shabbos. So again, the Chiluk is that when it comes to a Sadeh, Mi'ikra Adin it's mutter, because the job just has to be done, the fertilizing has to be done, the planting has to be done, but there's no specific day that it has to be done, it just has to get done. So if the guy chooses to do it on Shabbos, that's considered his own decision. Adati the Nafshe, there's absolutely no benefit for the Jew that he does it on Shabbos. Therefore, Mi'ikra Adin it's mutter, but it's going to be usher because the Maisa is not walking away the guy with any crops, so it looks like he's a Schir Yom. Where every day is its own story, you have to fire up the ovens to heat up the merchatz every single day. So if the guy decides to skip a day, the Jew loses money. So when the guy is working on Shabbos, it's benefiting the Jew very directly. And there, me'ikar adin, it is us, or like a schir yom. In the brackets, the Mishabura says, afilu la'taz la'kamon b'simen reish mamdalet, even according to the Taz that is in simen reish mamdalet, if katan hey. The matir la Rambam, that in a certain case over there, the Rambam is matir. Nira the Asr gam kein baze Medina, it appears that it will be Asr in this scenario as well. Medina, the regilus la hakbar al ha'eno Yehudi, kishabavata le'ezayom, because the Jews makbar on the guy by a merchatz. If the guy doesn't work one day, the Jew's going to be upset. So you see, when he works on Shabbos, he is benefiting the Jew. V'kevan medina aser, and since me'ikar adin by the meirchatz l'reichayim it is aser, so afilu nisparsim shaschar l'shana. Even if it becomes publicized that he hired him for the year to run the meirchatz, v'gam hu chutz la'tchum de'em bo mishum aras ayin, and the meirchatz is outside the tchum, so there's no problem aras ayin, gam kein aser, it's still forbidden. V'ein heter ki im heicha de'yesh le'enu yehudi k'tzas chelek b'revach ha'shabasos. And it's only going to be mutter if the guy actually gets a benefit from the profits that come in on Shabbos, because then you could say he's working on Shabbos to increase his own earnings. The oz amrinon, then we say that daiti the nafshi over that he's working because he wants the benefit. Umutter b'reichayim v'gam b'merchatz b'mokom shenisparsim adover, then it will be mutter b'reichayim or merchatz in a place where it is publicized. Ukevisibes, like we'll see shortly in Sibes. Certainly, if you sell off the merchatz to the guy totally on every Erev Shabbos that he's going to get the earnings of Shabbos, that certainly would be permissible. So that is the end of Sif Aleph. And now we go weiter in the Mechaber Sif Beis. Afilu merchatz otanur. Even a merchatz or a tanur, which the Mechaber told us Sif Aleph is more chomer, you can't rent out a merchatz or a tanur. In his skiram shana achar shana, but if you rent it out year after year, v'nisparsein hadavar al yidei kach, and it becomes publicized that that's your mahaloch, she'ein darko liskor po'alim, that you're not hiring stam workers that are being paid by the day, elo lahaskiram, rather you rent out the merchatz in general, so it becomes a known thing. V'chein in minag rov anshe osu amokom lahaskiram, o litnam barisas, or it happens to be the minag of most of the people in your place, is to rent out the merchatz, or to give the merchatz to a goy barisas. So then, mutter lahaskiram le'eno yehudi olitnam lo barisas. Then it'll be mutter. Again, like we saw in Sif Aleph, the whole reason why it was aser is because it was uncommon to use schirus or arisas when it comes to a merchatz, and therefore people are going to be choshesh that you're doing it as a schir yom. You're hiring the goy as your worker, as your shliach. So it was marasayin. But if it's your way and it's publicized, or it's the way of your place that you are living, that they do it through schirus or through arisus, so there's no problem aris ayin. It would be 100% mutter to rent out to a guy your merchatz or your tanur, or to give it to him b'derech arisus. The Rama says v'afilu b'mokom ha'aser, even in a place where it is aser, like we discussed in Sif Aleph, in ein ha'merchatz or ha'tanur shel Yisrael, if the merchatz of the tanur doesn't actually belong to Yisrael, rak schora me'eno yehudi, rather the Yisrael rented it from a goy, v'chozer v'hiskirum le'eno yehudi, and then he goes back and he rents it again to another goy, shari, that's permissible. The ein shem ha'Yisrael nikra alav, because then the name of the Yisrael is not on it. The whole problem was the marasayin, that you're renting it out, people are going to think that you're hiring day laborers because they know it's yours. But in a case where they don't know it's yours, because you rented from Goy A and now you're renting it out to Goy B, you're just the middleman. It's not publicized that you have any shaychus. So then it would be 100% mutter to rent out this merchatz or this tanur. V'cheinim yesh merchatz be'beis dira, and so too if it was a merchatz in a beis dira, it was in a certain house. V'ein rochatzim ba'merchatz rak osan shebe'beiso, and only people that are bathing in this merchatz is people from his house. V'heim yodim shescharu eno yehudi shari, and they know that it was rented out to a guy, so it'd also be permissible. Again, as long as there's no marasayin, so it's a Jew renting from a guy and then renting out to another guy, or it's in a very specific low-key place, it's in your house, and everybody in your house knows that you rented to a guy, so there's no marasayin, that would be permissible. V'im alvar v'hiskiro b'mokom ha'aser, if you did the wrong thing and you rented it out in a scenario where it is aser, yesh omrim shescharu mutter, there are those say that the money that you get will be permissible. V'yesh omrim sha'aser v'chein ikar, and some say it's aser, and that is the ikar halacha. Says the Mishabura Sekatan Yud Aleph, this is going back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says even the Merchatz Atanur, where we normally say it's aser to rent it out because of Maris Ayin, but if it's your way to rent it out year after year, or it becomes the minhag in your place that most people are renting it out or giving it by Arisos, it's 100% mutter. Because now there's no longer a chashad, there's no more marasayin. V'af de'ein derech oso hamokom v'oso arish rak lahasir, and even if it's only the way of this person or the people of his place, only to do a schirus, Mikomoko mutter gam barisa, still you would be allowed to do the arisas, the yitlu, the iskirulo. Because even if they don't chat that you did it barisa, because that's not the normal way, they'll just assume you did it derech schirus, which is the normal way, which is also mutter, and therefore, in a place where the minog is to do schirus, or everyone knows you do schirus, even if you go ahead and do arisas, it will be 100% fine. Sekatun Yudbeis goes on the Ramah. The Ramah again was telling us, going back to Sif Aleph, that in a case where it is Aser, where it's not normally done through Schiris or Arisas, so one of the Heterim we brought in the Ramah was that if a Goy owns it, he rents it to a Jew, and then that Jew subleases it to another Goy, that's permissible because it doesn't become known that it belongs to that Yisrael. Sivkotan Yudbeis Rak Scharim, the Beis Yosef Hevi B'Shem Chuvas HaGa'inim, the Beis Yosef brings down the shame, the Chuvas HaGa'inim, the Hu Adinim Konam Me'eno Yehudi. The same thing would be if the Jew middleman actually bought it from the Goy, the Tekev Kodem Sheyosha B'Hiskirim, and before he settled down there, he right away rented it to another Goy, that also would be fine, because it's the same idea, the Lo Nikra Shmo Alav. The point is that the Shem Yisrael is not on this Merchatz V'yesh Lismo Chazeh, and one can rely on this. So the point is that it doesn't become known that it's yours, so whether you rent it from Guy A and then rent it out to Guy B, or you bought it from A and right away rent it out to B, that also will be permissible. Sefkotun Yudgimu Me'eno Yehudi, again, you rented it from a Guy. Deim Hayashal Yisrael, but if Yisrael rented it from another Yisrael nearer to Aser, that would be Aser to then rent it out again to the Guy. Da'al Yidei Zeh Yashadu Osa Yisrael Balamircha Che'eno Yehudi Uschir Yomo. Because if you rented it from a Jew and now you rented it out to a Goy, so even though they don't know your name on the Merchatz, but they know the original Jew's name on the Merchatz, and they're still going to think that the original Jew hired this Goy as a Schir Yom, and therefore that would in fact be a problem. Sikotun Yudal V'chazer V'Skirum. So again, you rented it from a Goy, and now you're renting it out to a Goy. Yesh Omrim D'Bischirus Nami Einu Mutter Eloka Shel Yosha Bo HaYisrael. Some say that just like we just spoke out in the Beis Yosef, that it's okay if you bought it from a Goy, and then you rent it to a Goy, as long as you didn't live there. So too, some say they had to be makbid not to spend time there, even if you rented it from a Goy, and now you're renting it out to a Goy, it has to be k'shelo yosha by Yisrael, so it doesn't become known as yours. K'moshe kasav Beis Yosef b'kono, like the Beis Yosef said, in the case where you bought it, that we just mentioned, it's a cutting of base. Aval ha'el yorabba, v'shari achronim kasu, however, the el yorabba and other achronim write, the b'scharo me'eno Yehudi, if you only rented it from the original Goy, Av Shiyosha Boha Yisrael, even though the Yisrael dwelled there, Mutter Lahaskir La'ena Yehudi is still allowed to go and sublease it out to another Goy. To Lo Nikra Shmo Alav, it's not called his shame on it because he's renting it to a new Goy. So if you're going to say his name is on it, it would really go back to the original Goy. If you know the one who was the landlord, the one who rented it out, so it wouldn't only go back to the Yisrael, it would go back to the original Goy and it would be Mutter. So let's look at the Bi'ar Halacha over here, the Ramaskel, the Chazer V'Skirum. I am the Mishabura Shekasavna. Look in the Mishabura that we just wrote, Yesh Omrim the Bischiris Nami B'chuli. So the first Shita is the Das of the Taz, V'Chemashim, V'Gan Avram, K'Kasav Aprim Regadim. So they are of the opinion that even when you rented it from the Goy, and now you're renting it to the Goy, it has to be that you did not spend time there. Avadas HaNar Shalom, V'Chein HaChayodim, Kel Yirabba. But the Nar Shalom, the Chayodim, Giyut El Yirabba, that even if you did spend time there, it's okay. Ube'emes mistabra kavase, says the Chavetz Chaim, in truth, the second shita, the Yerab, is more logical, that by a schiris you could have spent time there, and it's still mutter when you rent it out to the other guy. The hamashma b'gemara de schiris lo shchicha kakach, it's mashma b'gemara, that a schiris of Amerchas was not so common. U'memela shem ba'olav harishonim ha'eno Yehudi alav, and therefore, it's most likely that the shame of the original owner, which in this case was a guy, is on the Merchatz. Av atav v'yitlu the schir yom shalishonu. So his name remains on it, because he's the owner, and therefore, people will say that Goy number 2 is a Schir Yom of Goy number 1, and therefore, it makes more sense like the Yerabba, that even if you spend time there, it is Mutter, Schiris is not so well known, people don't know that you were necessarily a Chelek of this deal, and it will not be Marasayin. Ukeshe Yivada Lahem de Miyisrael Hu, Yivada Gamze Descharo Miyisrael. In Lo Shiyosha Baha Yisrael, Kamashonav in Isparsein Lakol, Oz Yeshla Ayin Bazeh. So when do we say that if the Jew rented it from the guy to a guy, that it's going to be okay? If the Jew didn't spend that much time there, he could have been Yashav. He spent some time there, more than the Beis Yosef said. And therefore, if you're going to think about the one who rented it out, you think of the Jew, but then you would automatically bring it back to the original guy. But if in fact the Jew was Yashav for years, and it became publicized, so then already it might be a little different. And there the Chafetz Chaim ends off that Yesh La'ayin Bazeh. We go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Tezvav. We said the next heter was if the merchas was in a Beis Dira and no one washes in that merchas except the people from that household, and they all know it was rented out to a guy, so it's mutter. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Sha merchas Eino Bishas Arabim. We're talking about a merchas which is not in the public domain, Rak Bechatzero. It's in his chatzer, be'echad mehabeis dira shalos, in one of his houses, ulakach, and therefore, in ein rochatzim bo bachol, if people do not wash in there during the week, ela osan shebebeiso shari, if only his household members, people from his house are washing in it, and it's located in his other house, so that's when it will be permissible. Danoshim achirim lo yedu im yesh sham merchatz, no one else even knows that there is a merchatz there. And these members of his household that know about the merchatz, they know that he rented it out to a guy. And therefore, there is no problem maris ayin from any sources. However, if it's in one of his houses, but it's not only used by his household members, it's also used by other people, halon nisparsim sheish shal merchatz, then already it's publicized that there is a merchatz there, v'oso ha-merchatz nikra mikfar al shem Yisrael, and their merchatz is already called on the shem Yisrael, u'keshiyiru achakach sha'osh and yotzei menu b'me'a Shabbos, and then when they see smoke coming out of it on Shabbos is being heated up, yislu de'bishlichuso he'siku heinu Yehudi, they're going to think that the guy is working as his shaliach to fire up the ovens on Shabbos. The chol zekeshu bebeis dira shalom. This is all when it's in his beis dira. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if it is in one of his houses in his chatzer, if it's only used by his household members, it's 100% mutter. Nobody knows about it except them, and they know he rented it to a goy. If it is in one of his houses in his chatzer, but it's also used by other people, those other people don't know that he rented it to a guy. They just know it exists. The Shem Yisrael is on it. They see smoke coming out. They see that it's being heated up on Shabbos. And there they're going to think that he was doing it, the guy was doing it, b'shlichus of the Yisrael. So that's all talking about when it's b'beis dira shalo. Avalim hu omed b'rishus ha-rabim b'mekom rowin. However, if this merchatz is located in a public domain where people see it, azafilu im einam rochatzim bo rak osam shebebeiso, then even if the only people that are using it for washing is the members of his household, mekom makom aser, it's still aser. D'ha kol yodim she'esha merchatz, because everyone knows there is a merchatz there. V'ein ha-kol yodim she'eskiru le'enu Yehudi, and not everyone knows that it was rented out to a goy. Kein kasu harbe achronim. So write many achronim. Continues the Mishnah Berurah on the top line of page Dalud. V'yesh mekilin o, there are those who are lenient even further. V'im hu omeid birshus acher bifnei atzmo shalo b'chatzero. That even if the merchatz is not in his rishus of his chatzer, it's in his rishus in a different chatzer. So it's who omed b'rishus acher b'fnei asmo shalob b'chatzer. It's not in his chatzer. Oz afilu rochatzim bo gam anoshim acherim. Afilu achishari. Then if it's outside his chatzer, even if other people are bathing there, it's still going to be mutter. Din mistam me'ena kol yodim shu shalob. Because then people that are there, they don't know that it's his, because it's not in his rishus, it's not in his chatzer, so they don't even know that he's the Baal Bayis on it. Rak osa mashcheinim shel merchatz, only those that live right around the merchatz know. Umistomen nisvada lohem gamezesh eskiru leinu Yehudi. And those who know that he's the owner, they're also going to know that he rented out to a guy. So there are those who are mekel that even if it's not in his chatzer, it's in a different chatzer, it's going to be okay. Most people don't even know it's his. The ones who know it's his will know he rented it to a guy. And the last Mishnah Berurah is the Katan Tazayim is going on the Machlokas that the Ramah brought down at the end. Im Ovar V'Yeskiru B'Mokom Ha'Aser, if one rented it out in a way that it is Aser, as we've been discussing, so he brought a Machlokas if the Schar is Mutter to be used or it is Aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'Hachronim Miskimu D'Hachronim agree. The low pligi. In fact, these two shitas, which seem to argue, are in fact not arguing. De B'Mokom D'Mutter Medina. In a scenario where me'ikra din it's mutter, kagon shehisker ha'merchas le'eno Yehudi l'shana u'l'chodesh, for example, where the Jew rented out the merchas to a goy for a year or for a month, the mishum schar Shabbos leka, that in terms of schar Shabbos is absolutely no problem. The halo hu b'havlo, because he's renting it out, the guy's paying for the whole year, so the days of Shabbos are swallowed up by the rest of the days of the week. The einu aser elam mishum marasai, and why do we say you can't rent the merchas? You only can't rent it out because it's for marasai, and people are going to think that he's your worker for Shabbos. Kanalbis of aleph. Therefore, b'dieved, you can't accept the money from the goy, because me'ikir adin it's mutter. It's only aser because of marasayin. So the wages that you get are mutter. Masha ein kenim miskiru liyomim, which is not the case if you didn't rent it out for the year or for the month, but you rented it out for individual days. The medina aser mishum schar Shabbos. In that case, you can't rent out your merchas for one day to the goy, because now you're earning money on Shabbos. He's renting out your merchas on Shabbos. Therefore, if the goy brings you money, it would be aser to accept it from him. That would be schar Shabbos. So everyone really is in agreement. If there's really an isra of schar Shabbos, avada, the money's aser. If there's no isra of schar Shabbos, the problem is only a side problem of marasayin. So then already the money is going to be mutter. Kamo shechasu b'simen reishem hey sivav. V'ayin shoma shekasadim mishavura. Look over there. Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to it soon. Look over there in the Mishabura. V'im ha'malachu mutelas al Yisrael, ayin reish, simen reish v'mhei. That also, we'll get to a Mirtz Hashem soon, simen reish v'mhei. That concludes simen reish v'm gimel, Mirtz Hashem. And the next year, we'll begin the new simen reish v'm dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.